800-3693.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network. And good afternoon. Welcome to The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. The Unroyal Family. Continuity of Government. The Illuminati. The IRS. The Continuity of Government. I want to just let you know that what we're witnessing in this country presently with Donald Trump, the president, the legal president, is the full activation of every agency in the United States that would assure the continuation of the globalist intentions for the out of view, that you don't see them, secret, concealed, shadow government agencies, well, not agencies, but the shadow government, or the deep state, or the, you know, the what others that would call, others would say a conspiracy theory, the ruling, true ruling government of the country. And the purpose of the continuity of government, which we are watching a full activation of every one of these agencies, is to prevent any shift of the power structure in this country. They are doing everything to prevent the internal threat and the external threat. The external threats would be Russia and China pushing back at the unipolar agenda of America to rule the world with the nations that are exiting the petrodollar system and moving over to the BRICS economy. This is an external threat. Russia moving into Ukraine to prevent American CIA interests from putting nuclear weapons in Ukraine and Sweden and Finland. Russia couldn't just sit by any longer. Vladimir Putin knew if he didn't move, the United States would have pretty much been able to give Russia a much more difficult time than Russia has been experiencing here in the last 5 months, 6 months almost. So there's the external threat. And so continuity of government will do everything to eliminate threats externally if possible. Internally, the biggest threat is who? an individual, Donald Trump, the MAGA patriots, anybody that's conservative, anyone that is conservative running for any office, any position nationally, this is an internal threat. And continuity of government, again, has been activated. Every agency. What are the agencies? One of the main agencies is Senior Executive Services. These are the appointed positions, about 8,000 of them in this country, that are appointed by the president. Most were appointed by the previous Trump administration president, Barack Obama. Barack Obama, I think he appointed about, I want to say 7,000 plus. Donald Trump, how many did Donald Trump, was he able to appoint? Not very many. This was also a strategy of continuity of government that began with Jimmy Carter bringing into existence Senior Executive Service. And it was in his administration that Christine Marcy, the sister of a man by the name of Field McConnell, brilliant, brilliant woman. She's in the other side. She operates from the other side, the dark side, the side that smells like sulfur. And she is able to institute and to put in place Senior Executive Services. And from that time, this has been the major, one of the major parts of continuity of government. It also includes FEMA. It also includes the IRS. It includes multinational corporations that are really have all of their top officials, for the most part, in every Washington D.C. For the most part, they go in, do what they need to accomplish, and then they move out and move back to the corporations. And they get higher salaries and greater positions, and then you have the Rhino Republicans. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360khnc.com for podcasts. Continuity of government.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial locations. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
Come down this weekend to Spirits Music Hall at 1 North Parish Avenue, Johnstown, Colorado. Saturday the 13th, come see Mile High Voltage, AC/DC Tribute Band. And on Sunday, Lucha Libre Wrestling. For more details or to buy tickets online, go to spiritsmusichall.com and click on the events list. That's spiritsmusichall.com.
And remember the burlesque show on Friday the 12th.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, you in midair. Send in the clouds. Isn't it staring around, one who can't move. Where are the clouds? Send in the clouds. Just when I thought.
Send in the clowns. These clowns are very, very brilliant, but they are clowns. And you know, I better stay with continuity of government. So it is a secret, it is a shadow government, it is the government's secret tool. This is wanttoknow.info, wanttoknow.info, the shadow government's hidden means of control. This was put out about 2002. And I'm quoting a few paragraphs. Dick Cheney and his corrupt daughter. Dick Cheney officially enacted the continuation of government plan shortly after 9/11. The Bush administration would not confirm that it took place until March 2002. A simultaneous state of emergency was declared and continues in effect today. And the article stated that George Bush, Barack Obama, and then Donald Trump have continued this corruption. Trump has actually gone a different direction. Donald Trump is trying to depower the government, to strip the government of power. So no, he's not pushing for continuity of government, because continuity of government is what has been used to interfere with his first 4 years in office. It's continuity of government and the shadow government, the government's secret tool, the agencies that are trying to still destroy him to this very day. They are the ones that removed him from retaining his position in the Oval Office and put in an imposter. So no, I can't agree with that thought. It's continuity of government that is being used against all the patriots, the conservatives, Trump supporters, Democrats who want to change things and take the country in the right direction. They also are targets. Not just the Republican people. There are Democrats that are targeted too. Is it possible that a shadow government is using continuity of government to secretly manipulate behind the scenes to create more war, knowing that this helps to fill the coffers of the multinationals and those who benefit from them? Of course. And during Trump administration, there were no new wars. During his 4 years, there weren't any. The new war began immediately after Joe Biden stole the seat, stole the Oval Office when he was placed in that position. Then Russia, Vladimir Putin, knew that with the Biden administration now in power, Putin knows who is really running things. He knows who it is behind the scenes. I'll tell you what Vladimir Putin knows. He knows it's Barack Obama. And he knows the plans of Barack Obama during the 8 years of his presidency. And he knew in the second term Barack Obama's plan to start war and to begin to fund Ukraine and the Nazi Azov battalion in Ukraine, to fund the American CIA, MI5, MI6, because to destroy, to control the world, he knows that Barack Obama has to have Central Asia. Without Central Asia, America cannot be the global empire that it the Bible says it will be. And Ukraine is the first step, and the second, and the third, and the fourth step. Once you get Ukraine, you own Eastern Europe, you can control Russia, and you can control down in Turkey, and down into towards Syria. So Vladimir Putin knew, and he knows today. I'm telling you, I don't have any connection with Vladimir Putin other than what I see in the Bible and what I am reading and what I see taking place in the press day by day, week by week, month by month. Vladimir Putin, he knows who the shadow government is. He knows about the shadow government. The people of America think that we're, many of the conservatives are cuckoo. They think that we are, conspiracy nuts. Well, outside of this country, the leaders of the nations of the world, they realize that the American people, the ones who are cuckoo, are the ones who do not see what is really happening on the other side of the curtain. And the governments of the world, this is why they are aligning themselves with the BRICS group, the BRICS network, because they know there's going to be hell to pay if you betray America. They know. Central America. They know what happens when you... what was the name? Manuel Oriega? He knows what happened after the Bushes made money using Panama to ship drugs into this country. Well, eventually they had to get rid of Noriega. And they imprisoned him in Florida. I don't know if he's still there. I don't know if he's still alive. And South America, World War II. Who controlled basically all of South America during World War II? Who was the man in charge of operations in South America during World War II? Well, his name was Nelson Rockefeller. The Rockefellers had all their interests down there in Brazil. It's to the benefit of the Rockefellers to control everything down in South America. They couldn't control, to a great degree, Argentina. It took a while. But the nations of the world, they are very familiar with America's continuity of government. The American people are not. The intelligence agencies of Europe, they know that the Eastern European nations, they know that the EU nations, anybody that takes positions as prime minister or president of these nations, they're informed. They are given through their intelligence agencies. They know the condition of Russia. They know what Russia's up to. They are, briefed on everything that Russia does. China, what China is doing. If you're going to become president or prime minister of a nation, you have to be briefed on everything about your neighbors, about the powers in the world, and especially about empire. All these nations are briefed immediately on empire. And they watch what happens in empire. They watch the political situation. They know about the ballot harvesting and the legal voting machines. They know, and they have known the nations. Let's go back to the 1800s. All of Europe, they knew who really ran America. It wasn't the presidents of this country. It was the Rockefellers. It was the Carnegies working together. The Carnegies, they were, you might say, the Rockefellers. They owned the poker table. They owned the chips. They provided the cigars and the whiskey. They owned it was their house rules. The European nations, they realized, uh-oh, we're playing poker in somebody else's house now. And they knew who owned the poker table, the chips, the setting, who controlled everything. It was the Rockefellers. And the nations of the world, starting back then, once the Rockefellers began to take power in this country and control everything, they knew the Rockefellers were involved in China, selling kerosene to the Chinese, the ship lines. But we in America, we don't know true history. We don't really see things the way that we should. And because of that, we don't understand the system today. The people of this country, they laugh and they mock in the media. They always use the term conspiracy theory, theorist, or conspiracy nuts, or kooks. But that's just in the United States. In the other countries, the powers and the political leaders of the other countries, they know there is no conspiracy. They know who was powerful enough to go into the Indian reservations in this country and take the mineral rights from the Indian, the Indian tribes throughout this country. One of the big players, Nelson Rockefeller, and his grandfather and his father. The tribal leaders in this country, they know what happened. And the churches, going back, you go to the archives and the churches, Baptist churches, Catholic churches, Anglican, you name it, that had churches down in and doing ministry and outreach down in South America. All the information, when they would go back into these little areas where there are groups of 200-300 people, little families, and basically they were families, they'd bring back, let's say, for example, the Baptist would go into an area. Well, they would keep track of everything and who they were talking to, and they would send that back to the U.S., to the main Baptist center. And who had access to all the information of the Baptists down in Central America? The government. This government. Why? Because this government would give that information to the multinational corporations. Like which one, for example? The Rockefellers. Their oil interests. Mining interests. Who is it that went to Venezuela and did all of the United States Geographical, what is it called, USGS, they go into Venezuela. Why did we go into Venezuela? To go through the whole country to see the riches of that country. Oil, gas, diamonds, rubies, minerals, gold, silver. What was the USGS doing down there? And who gave them the power and gave them direction and swayed the American government into going to into Venezuela to prospect, to look at, to see the riches of Venezuela? Well, who had the sway over the government agencies? I would have to say it would be the Rockefellers in this country. Okay. Podcast 1360, KHNC.com. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Hey guys, it's Charlie Joe with Charlie Joe Chai. I went to India, I tasted real chai, I had to share the experience. Over 20 years ago, I was a barista and I went to work with an orphanage, and that's where I first tasted the epiphany of flavor. We are featured in all the Ziggy's coffee shops and we're also online, charliejoechai.com. The best part is, we're now helping that orphanage in India and rescuing kids from the horrors of human trafficking.
Order now using coupon code KHNC for a 10% discount.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 37.
Who are the people that tell you not to own gold? Bankers, Wall Street pinstripe bandits, and all the other debt pushers out there. They believe in endless money printing that taxes all of us in the form of inflation. Make sure your wealth is protected by calling the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hi, this is Dana from Saddle Up Western Saddle and Tack Shop in Gilcrest, Colorado, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. We are your one-stop equine shop. We offer saddle fittings on-site and off-site. Our motto, fit the horse, fit the rider, fit the budget. You can call us at 303-772-7821. Visit us on the web at saddleupcolorado.net.
Do you hate Disney as much as I do? Don't be a Wookiee. Listen to 1360 KHNC or go to 1360KHNC.com.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do and saw it through without exemption.
Donald Trump had to do what he had to do. And I have been stating that there's going to come a time when God is going to dismiss Donald Trump from his duties. The continuity of government agencies are trying to remove him from his duties ahead of time. They've been trying before he even began election, before he was even elected. They began when he was campaigning. They were spying on him. They began to spy on him actually in 2012 when he was considering running during the middle of Obama's term. I told some friends that he was too brilliant. He knew that he didn't have a chance against Barack Obama. I don't know if he knew that Barack Obama is in the Bible. He's one of the in the riddle in Revelation chapter 10, verse Revelation 17, verse 10. In the riddle, he's the sixth president. He's the sixth king. So Donald Trump, I don't think he knew about that prophecy. Well, the sixth king had to have an eight-year term, and the sixth king will also have another eight-year term in the future. And the seventh king, which would be Donald Trump, would have one term, but it would be he wouldn't get a full, he would be interfered with. He would have a short space. The space would be 8 years, but he would have a short space, a not complete space. And very soon, Donald Trump is still the president. He still is wielding great political influence in this country. And the people in continuity of government, they know, and many of them know, that he is in the Bible. Because they're vindictive, they don't care. They don't care what God says. They're going to overthrow prophecy. They don't care what God says. They are going to try to remove Trump before it's time. But God is the one, according to Daniel, the book of Daniel, God will put presidents in power, kings in power, and they are in those positions until God decides to remove them. He places them and he removes them according to his plan. And they are trying to remove Donald Trump to negate him, to neutralize him ahead of his time. Well, eventually God will be the one who determines when that time is up. They won't. God will. But with the occult world, they're waiting for their ultimate king, their ultimate child of sin, the prince, the son of the devil. They're waiting.
Thank you. We're back.
Oh, I'm on? Okay. All right. Weather warfare. Department of Defense, Weather Warfare 2025. He who controls the weather is God. And can cause droughts, they are God. And the nation that can do that is the United States. China can do it to a degree. Russia can do it to a degree. England can do it to a degree. But the United States of America has mastered weather warfare. Now, going back to what I was stating about Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler said, people thought that he was the Antichrist. And he said, basically, no. Antichrist would come in the future. He was not Antichrist. So the world from that time to this is still waiting for Antichrist. And with Donald Trump, when it's time, he will be removed by God, allowed by God to leave his position, to be relieved of his duty. How he's going to be relieved, I don't know. Some are speculating that he may be assassinated. I don't know. But I do know that there is one that is going to replace him. He's going to be the eighth administration following Donald Trump's administration, the true king of that is to come, but it is not Joe Biden. Going back to continuity of government, the powers that be, going back to quickly, the corporations, these corporations, the multinational corporations, are part of continuity of government. And the Rockefeller family, Clintons, the Bushes, are part of continuity of government as families, as dynasties. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, will be right back. Podcast 1360, KHNC.com.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
January 22nd saw Northern Colorado invaded by thousands of Second Amendment patriots going to the new PE Gun Show facility at the Greeley Mall. Gone are the days of the crowded facility and limited products. Patrons shopped hundreds of tables filled with all the items you expect at a premier event show. For future show dates, CCW training, or seller reservations, visit PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com for more info. The new 90,000 square foot Premier Events Expo Center, located at Greeley Mall off Highway 34, is a perfect indoor space to plan your next event. Weddings, graduations, concerts, or fairs, this space can accommodate. For leasing information, contact PEShows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. That's PEShows.com, 970-663-9101. The P.E. Gun Show, August 13th and 14th, is at the new 90,000-square-foot Premier Events Expo Center at the Greeley Mall. This show features daily firearm drawings, CCW classes, food all weekend, and thousands of Second Amendment patriots. Buy, sell, or trade, this show is a great way to spend the day. For info, see PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com. See you at this show.
For the right words to say.
not finding understanding anyway. We're lost in this masquerade. Both afraid to say we're just too far away.
And a masquerade. Little by little, week by week, program to by program, we try to take the mask off and to see what, to look at what's, what is really happening. Now, with the continuity of government, you have continuity of government in America. And in the article I was reading from, you know, should there be a nuclear attack? Well, continuity of government assures that the country continues to go forward as a nation, that it does not end as a nation. Well, one thing that was the more powerful than a nuclear, the nuclear weapons, was Donald Trump. He was the ultimate weapon. He was the one that shook the forces of darkness. He's the one who shook. I like to always present this to you. The Bush political dynasty had been destroyed forever. The Clinton political dynasty destroyed forever. Waiting in the wings was a possible Chelsea Clinton political world. Nope. All gone. The Bush dynasty, the Clinton dynasties, eliminated forever. Donald Trump was more powerful than a locomotive, right? Able to jump tall buildings at a single bound, stop bullets. And he has. He's been, I think, I have read 30 assassination attempts. And now I think I heard today on Alan Schroyer on the Alex Jones program that somebody was saying that Donald Trump, if he ever needed to be protected, have security around him, now would be the time. Really, what has kept Donald Trump safe to this time, to the present, have been the prayers of God's people. I mean that sincerely. It has been prayers that reach God's heaven, that reach God's ears, that have kept Donald Trump in the position and in the service of God's plan. Just like with Alex Jones, it is the prayers of God's people that have kept him where he is also. People don't believe the power of prayer, but I do, Trump does, Jones does, and you do too. We take prayer lightly. We think, well, maybe God hears, maybe he doesn't. No, no, God listens to every single word you are speaking. Now, if you're going to ask for $1 billion... do you think he's going to give you $1 billion when you can't even handle $5,000? No, he's not going to give you $1 billion. That's a praying, you know, out of God's will. You're not praying in God's will. Will he give you your daily bread? Yes. Even the Lord's Prayer says to pray that. And will he keep you from the wicked one, from the evil one? Yes. Lead us not into temptation, deliver us from the evil one. But prayers. The only reason Donald Trump is still alive and has not been assassinated is because of prayers. The only reason he will not be assassinated will be through prayers. But the thing is, God knows when Donald Trump will be dismissed from duty. And what and how he will be dismissed, when, I cannot tell you. I have opinions. But I don't want to present opinions because I don't know. Now, in this country, continuity of government. Then overseas, you had China. There was involvement by China. There may have been involvement by Russia to keep him out of office. There was, I know, the unroyal family in Europe. They played a role behind the palace doors to keep and to remove Trump from office. Why would they want to remove Trump from office? The Queen, she met Donald. She met him. You know, she has that little, I have a friend that that she's in the parade sometimes. Well, if you have in a parade, if you're just waving your arm, your right and your left hand, your left arm, left hand, right and left hand, you'll get tired. So they call what they call the queen. She just pulls her elbow to her ribs and just waves with her little hand. You know, that's the way the royal family, that's how they wave. They don't really mean it. They just, oh, good to see you. But anyhow, she saw Donald Trump and her thought was, oh, well, good to see you. Go away. And he went away and she's still here. And she's kind of scaly. You know, she has those reptilian eyes. So they were demonizing Donald Trump. They were directing the royal family. Who gives a great direction to the Pilgrims Network of secret societies? And the Pilgrims Network, they're the one that directs secret societies. And it's Charles, Big Eared Charles, that may be the one who is really overseeing what happens at Pilgrims because of his lineage. Now remember, lineage is important in the occult. You can be gifted, you can be whatever. But if you don't have occult lineage, you're not going to have a lot of example. Bill and Hillary are both Illuminati, both involved in the occult. You can go to, don't go to Google, you won't find it on Google. You can go to Start Page or Brave, and you'll find out, just scroll in, the Clintons and the occult, and you'll see documentation of what they do. Well, Hillary is a much higher Illuminati than Bill. And as powerful as she is, she was not the one picked to be the president of this country. But lineage is everything with these people. Now, with the Illuminati, you know, you see the big scenes at the Olympics when they have the big on-the-field display of all this stuff. Well, it's Illuminati who, they, behind the scenes, they put in, they're the ones that direct everything. They put in all the occult images, and they are broadcasting secretly their plans to the occult world internationally to let the occult know world, let the occult world know where and which direction the world is going to go. They're the ones that are involved in here in this country, the Super Bowl. They have the Super Bowl halftime. The Illuminati is always involved in that because the Illuminati, they are their main actors, are actually actresses and actors who they control. The all-seeing eye individuals who, in all the, whenever they pose before the camera, you'll always see them do some kind of a gesture. Well, it's Illuminati. They're the ones that plan what is going to be seen at the Olympics or the Super Bowl. And this is part of the international continuity of government world that is tied into America, that it was involved in the destruction of Donald Trump or trying to destroy him. So I talk about continuity of government, but until you really see what it is an apparatus. It is a agencies in this country that make sure that the plans of the hidden people and the hidden powers in this country and that work with nations, other nations, that nothing can destroy this network of power. They can't destroy this secret cabal of very powerful, very wealthy, very connected, very evil devil worshipers. They admit it. They will admit that they worship the devil. They admit it not by what they say, but by what they do. One of the best movies I had seen that I did not want to see, and the Lord had me watch this movie, and I didn't know why until I saw it, was Eyes Wide Shut. Very wealthy, powerful people in New York that are in the occult, that go to these secret rituals. And I saw that movie, and I knew exactly, that is exactly the best way you could even present this to people as to what these people do. And Stanley Kubrick, it cost him his life. He was directing something that he had actually seen, something he had been witness to. This wasn't just a script that he got. No. Kubrick was always involved with that, those group of people for 30, 40 years that are the main individuals and families in the world that have governed Europe, that have governed this country here for about 300 years. Initially, we were somewhat free. And then Kubrick knew what they do behind the thick curtain. Nobody ever gets to see what they do. And if you do find out what they do back there, you better be careful. You say too much, and you're going to go bye-bye. You're going to get the flu. But with the continuity of government, if you can see what it is the big apparatus in this country that makes sure that nothing is interfered with. Part of the continuity of government, the corporations, they make sure, the Rockefellers made sure that even the federal government and the laws passed and the voters could not destroy the plan of that dynasty. And it is the only dynasty. The Clinton dynasty as a family, the Bill and Hillary, that has been destroyed. The Rockefeller dynasty, the greatest dynasty to ever exist in mankind's history. I think greater than the pharaohs, greater than what happened in Greece. I think greater than what happened even in Nebuchadnezzar's Babylon. The greatest dynasty, in my view, two great dynasties, the Rothschilds out of England and the Rockefellers out of this country, two of the greatest dynasties, and especially this country, the Rockefeller dynasty. There is no other family that has been so powerful to be able to put presidents in office, take presidents out of office, to control this country. No other dynasty like the Rockefeller dynasty. And there will not be another dynasty as powerful as the Rockefellers. These people in this dynasty, because of their influence in the occult and the secret societies, were given the blueprints on how to build a nation that would become an empire, from a nation to an empire that is the greatest nation ever to exist. So that concludes this week's programs. I know I'm having separation anxiety already, and so are you, but you got to wait till Monday, unless you join me on Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church. 1360KHSC.com for podcasts. The Present Truth and Olive Tree Ministries. Talk to you next week.
Are you tired of your cabinets slamming shut?
Quiet! Keep it down up there!
Then upgrade to high-end, no-slam cabinets with A&D Design.
They're priced 15% lower than big stores' plywood cabinets and 30% lower than their high-end cabinets.
They also have scratch and dent cabinets at a discount. For beautiful cabinetry and no more, call Daniel at 303-968-6678.
Or visit their website at andcabinetdesign.com.
Hi,
Hi, I'm Sina Milanazzo, Telephone Technology Specialist, here with Liberty Communications. We are the local experts for cloud and VoIP telephone systems. If you have a traditional phone system and want to learn more about how VoIP can help your business, then call me. I'll sit down with you and we'll come up with solutions on how to keep you ahead of your competition. Call 720-399-0233 or email info@libertybts.com. VoIP doesn't have to be a four-letter word.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnston.